So I tried stand up the other day for the first time, stand up comedy. I figured I would put my money where my mouth was. Not literally, but or no. So yeah, I've been putting posts on my podcast page and my personal page, like if you've been wanting to start something, just start, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be perfect. And that's what I decided to do. I have been wanting to try stand up for a few episodes, for a multitude of episodes now. A few episodes now, I've been wanting to try it. And beforehand, I was researching how do you do stand up comedy? You know, what type of research do I need to do? All that stuff, yada yada. I mentioned to one of the guests on my podcast episode, the Corpus Christi Originals podcast, that I, because I was asking the questions about it, and they were saying, "Do you want to try stand up?" I was like, "I think I do want to try." So that one guest had like we'll say like three guests that I had told I wanted to try, and they were comedians. So I think it was episode 96 I had with Chris Longoria, who's a local comedian. I mentioned to him and Ronnie Fryer after that episode that I had wanted to try stand-up comedy. And I was asking for their advice, you know, what on a, you know, talk we were talking about it and stuff. And then it's just so happened that after that episode that night, downtown Corpus Christi, that's where I record, they were having an open mic. So, and they were going to that right after the episode. And I was like, you know what? I'll go ahead, I'll tag along. I'll go ahead and go over there. So I went not expecting to get on, but two of the comics that I had mentioned I wanted to go, it seemed like they wanted me to go up. So I was kind of felt like I was on the hook. And I had been studying some type of stuff that I could talk about, but not really. Just, you know, just a little bit, like what I can try to talk about. Went up, did what I did, and got off. The host was actually asking several times. Tina La Cochina was the host. Tina La Cochina was the host. Excuse me. And she kept on asking, who else wants to come up? Does anybody else want to try? You know, anybody else want to come up? After like the third time she asked, I was like, you know what? I'll go up. And I was the last person on. And I was real nervous. And I was like, oh, man, I have to go up. These people got me on the hook. And at the same time, I didn't want to because I was nervous. And I was just like, oh, I don't know. And I had to kick myself in the butt and be like, go, do it. You said you're gonna do this. You said you'd be wanting to try. Go do it. And now, after doing my first open mic, I'm already like thinking like, how can I make this better? How can I improve? And a friend of mine, Lito Cortez, was like, "Yep, that's how it starts. You know, that's how you do it. You start, and then the next day, you're like, how do I fix this? What do I do? How do I change this? Whatever, yada yada." So it was an interesting experience. Very nerve-wracking. I've been on stage before in the past with bands that I've been in. I've also done solo performances in college, but they weren't speaking performances. They were actual playing guitar. So I played classical guitar in college, and I'll do solos. I would play by myself. I would memorize pieces of music, practice them, and then perform them. So I had probably like 2 years, like a total of like a year's worth of, I don't know, maybe less, maybe like 9 months, 9 months to a year worth of just performing solo guitar. So, and then I had a lot of comments saying that I had stage presence already. I've already got the stage presence. Like, I guess, I don't know, maybe because I'm a big guy, maybe because of the way it came off. I mean, And then I saw some pictures that one of the comics took and sent it to me. He took a video, a short video, and sent it to me. I was like, oh, okay, I do have stage presence. And then one of them even told me, yeah, you got the stage presence. Now you have to work on the material, basically. So now I'm trying to figure out how to make it better. How can I work on the material? What do I have to talk about? What does stage presence mean? What does stand-up comedy mean? I mean, I'm going on this huge rabbit hole of, like, dude, how do I do stand-up? A lot of the advice I'm getting is, you have to do open mic. One of the comics there, he said, do it 5 more times. Do stand-up open mic 5 more times. And then it seems true now. It's like, yeah, I can do so much research and so much research, but if I don't get up there and do it, the needle's not gonna move. I mean, it'll move a little bit the more research I'm doing, you know, but I still have to get out there and do it, which is basically what I'm telling people on my platforms. Like, look, if you want to start a podcast, you don't need the nice fancy equipment. You don't need this and that. You just need curiosity and, you know, just press record, start. Next time, change something from there. Next time, change something from there. Next time, change something from there. So change something every time. To get better, because when you first start something, you're not going to be the best, basically. When I first started playing guitar, I wasn't the best. People didn't want to hear me because, like, oh, he's just learning. Oh, it's hurting my ear. And I have to think back and remember that, like, when I first started playing guitar, was I awesome, like, as soon as I started? No, I wasn't. Same thing with stand-up. I think the huge difference is with stand-up comedy is that you're practicing in front of an audience. Ouch. And what I'm hearing is a lot of times when you're practicing at like an open mic, I think that's what I'm talking about. Practicing your stand-up at open mic. When you're practicing your stand-up at open mic, you're practicing it in front of people, which people, their ears are going to be like, ah, you know what I mean? It's like practicing your first notes on the guitar. So you're practicing in front of people. You're going to bomb in front of people. You're going to suck in front of people at the onset, at the very beginning, which makes a lot of sense because you're not practicing by yourself. You're practicing in front of people. And it turns out most times that those people at the open mics are other comedians. So you're going to practice in front of colleagues. You're going to practice in front of people that are going to work alongside you in this race, in this game, you know, in this game of stand-up comedy. So the next step for me is go to number two. Bomb. Bomb in front of people. Bomb and don't care. Like, when I got off the stage for mic one, for stand up number one for me, very nervous I got off, but I was like relieved, like, man, I did it. I actually did what I said I wanted to do. And then soon after, people were coming up with compliments and I was already wanting feedback. Like, what do you mean? People said I had stage presence. What do you mean by that? Another person told me, man, I love your opener. I was like, what was my opener? Like, I don't remember. And then he told me, I was like, oh yeah, I did say that. So the next one for me is being comfortable, continuing to be comfortable with failing in front of my colleagues or in front of other stand-up comedians or their friends that are wanting to try stand-up or not even wanting to try, just going there for support, you know, bombing in front of them. And like, even just thinking about it now, people know me from my podcast, the Corpus Christi Originals podcast. And a lot of the comics that were out there, it seemed like they were supportive because they knew me from the podcast, which is cool. And it's like, there's even more eyes watching me bomb at the onset. You know what I mean? It's like I'm being the example for the people that I'm telling, look, if you want to start a podcast, just start and then change from there. Change things from there, make things better from there. And Yeah, that dude, this is that's so that's my spiel and my story about my first open mic in comedy. Will I try it again? Yes, I will. I've already been thinking about it. I've already been trying, working on stuff that I think I could work on, which is the material. People say that I have the stage presence. And I'm confident with that because I do. I do feel like I've had experience being on stage as a solo act. I've had experience being on stage in music bands in front of people. So now it's working on the material for me. That's the next thing I'm going to try to change. That's the next change for me. How to deliver a joke. I mean, how to be myself. What about me makes people laugh? What about my delivery makes people laugh? Figuring all that stuff out along the way. So that's another thing too. I wanted to mention real quick before I go is that whenever you start something, you're figuring it out along the way. You're figuring it out along the way how it works. There's some things that you don't learn by in the practice room that you learn only on stage. For instance, how to, like, for instance, I remember in classical guitar when I would play, I could tell when the people were listening, and that those are the po moments that I could like take a breath with my guitar and like pull them to the music or pull them with the music that I'm playing. It's very interesting, but it's like you have control of the audience because they're actually listening. I remember a moment up in a piece that I was playing, Coro de Saudade by Villalobos. There was a mo it's a slow lento movement in the very beginning, and I remember that playing that beginning part, and people were I heard people so silent that they were listening, and there was a moment where I could land on a note longer than usual because I knew that they were listening. I was like, I got you here, let's stay here. Now let's move. You know what I mean? And that was an inch that was like very interesting and cool feeling to have. And it's almost like that type of thing can transfer over to comedy when you learn how to listen or learn to know that people are listening to your next word, listening to your next note. So yeah, I'm learning now. I'm remembering what writing is, what the English language is, like what a verb is, what a noun is, adverbs, the parts of speech, things I never thought I would have been going back to. From elementary school, from middle school, from high school. Like, oh, dang. Wow. I forgot about this. So we'll see what happens for number two, you guys. And open mic number two for me. But thanks for the support thus far, the people that watched my stuff, people that were surprised that I tried it. Like, oh, wow. You tried stand up. Thank you for that. Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good one.